Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You've heard today of the great power of God's Word. God's Word, the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. God's perfect revelation of Himself to man, to us who could never know Him in any other way. We have His creation. We have the universe that He's placed out there for us to see, for us to study. And we can deduce some things about the Creator from it. But the clearest, the best, the most complete way to know God is when He Himself reveals Himself to us through words that we can understand, through words that reach us and tell us who He is, through words that He inspired in the holy prophets and in the apostles to write, through words that center in His message of His holiness, our sinfulness, and His mercy on us sinners in giving His Son to make atonement for our sins and reconcile us to Him through the word of the gospel and through faith in that word. Those words that God uses throughout the scriptures to reveal Himself to us, those are the words that create our faith. Those are the words that sustain us. That is the word that is preached to you and that you as a church send out to be preached. But while the Word of God is always that powerful and effective, Jesus reveals in the gospel that the effects of God's Word are not always the same. God's Word, when He speaks, is always like rain and snow that comes down from the heavens and waters the earth and makes it sprout and flourish. But it lands on different kinds of soil. And Jesus would have us know what to expect when the seed of God's Word is sown. I would preach a certain way if I were preaching to a bunch of preachers, because this text does apply very specifically to those who preach the word, who proclaim the gospel from the pulpit. But you're not a bunch of preachers, so I'll speak to you about it in the two ways that do apply to you directly from this text, from this gospel in Luke chapter 8. To you first as the church that sends out the word to be preached here among us and out in the world too. And also to you as hearers of the word, as the very soil in which the seed of God's word has been planted and is right now being planted as the word of God is proclaimed to you. Because whether God speaks in written words written a long time ago or speaks now through the preaching, through the message of that word, it's all God's work. It's all God coming to you and sowing that seed. So first, listen to what Jesus tells you. As a church that sends out the word, that has called a pastor not to be a doctor for you or a psychiatrist or a repairman, but to be a proclaimer of God's word. And as a church made up of people who go out and scatter into your lives, into your vocations, and where you are, discuss God's word and speak the saving name of Jesus. What should you expect will happen when others hear the word? Jesus says that it's like a sower who sows his seed, and it falls on different kinds of soil. Some will fall on the walkway, on the path, where it's hard and hardened, and men trample it down as they walk, and birds come and find it and devour it and snatch it away. Jesus says these are those who hear the word of God but don't understand it. Why don't they understand it? Because it wasn't preached, or because it wasn't preached well or properly, because it wasn't taught in an understandable way? Not at all. It's just the way it is. And Jesus tells us who is responsible for the way it is, and that God allows it to happen. The devil comes, he says, and snatches the word out of people's hearts so that they can't understand it. He swoops in like a bird to steal it away. He does it through lies and deception, through false teaching and false teachers. He makes God's word seem so hard to understand that people stop trying. You know what that's like, don't you? To want to throw up your hands and say, "This is too hard. There are too many distinctions. There are too many things to keep straight. Why bother?" Well, that happens sometimes when others hear the word. So it should not surprise us when people hear but don't hear. When the word of God goes in one ear and out the other, they don't believe it, even if they call themselves Christians. Instead, they may come to church just to socialize or to play around or to be entertained. They may embrace all kinds of errors and lies and refuse to believe what the simple words of Scripture say. That happens when the Word of God is preached. Expect it when others hear it. Or some of the seed fell along rocky soil, or as it says here in Luke, on the rocks. These, Jesus says, are people who hear the word and are believing Christians for a while. They rejoice in the word of grace, in the word of Christ for a time. But then it gets too hard. Then the Christian life isn't what they expected it to be, all roses and joy all the time. Then the blessed cross weighs heavy, and persecution comes, and hardship comes. It gets too hard to fight against the desires of the flesh, too hard to keep hearing about sin and our neediness before God. It gets too hard to speak the truth in the face of opposition, too hard when others don't want to hear the word. So it shouldn't surprise us when Christians fall away in the face of persecution or hardship. Some may stop going to church entirely. It's just too hard. Some may stop coming to our church and seek another one where they expect the Christian life to be easier, more fun, more enjoyable. Some may continue to come but become withered by the heat into bitter people, disgruntled people. Some may become, well, people without any desire to be there, but there they are. We should expect this to happen when the word is preached. Some seed, Jesus says, falls among the weeds. And these are those who hear the word and believe for a time, but don't notice, don't pay attention as the weeds and the thorns and thistles creep in and grow alongside of it. Innocently, it seems, until the weeds do what the weeds tend to do and choke the life that was in the plant. These, Jesus says, are those who give in to the cares and riches and pleasures of this world. Those are the weeds. Those are the thistles. So it should not surprise us when Christians fall away or say goodbye on account of family problems or work schedules that become too hard to fight against or pleasures of some kind. And by fall away, I don't just mean stop coming to church. They may or may not come to church once in a while. But once they leave the divine service, it's like God stops existing till next week. It's like they don't cling to Christ and His Word in humble faith anymore. And therefore, love for the neighbor is turned into love for self. We should expect that to happen when the Word of God is preached. But we should also expect it to happen that when the Word of God is preached, some of that good seed will fall on good soil. Jesus says that these are those who, hearing the Word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. They know their neediness before God and constantly look to His Word for that gospel of forgiveness in Christ. They look to His Word to supply their need for their comfort, to grow their faith, and to sustain them through the heat of the day and the cold of the night. They know that thistles and thorns are there, and so they bear fruit with patience, Jesus says, because being a Christian isn't about sudden and spectacular bursts of good fruit or good deeds. It's about a lifetime of steadily growing in the faith, clinging to God's Word, producing fruit in keeping with repentance, serving your neighbor in love, not bursts of love that are here today and gone tomorrow, but daily love in your life, in your house, in your work, where you find a neighbor to love there. And so it shouldn't surprise us when this happens too. When Christians hear the word of Christ and believe it and bear this fruit with patience and can't get enough of hearing God's word, it shouldn't surprise us when some hear the word of Christ and take a stand on it, even though it will mean all sorts of opposition and hardship. It shouldn't surprise us when they say no to a career move that might make them lots of money, but threatens to pull them away from God's word and from service to their neighbor. We should expect that those things will also happen when God's word is preached. All of this is what you can expect when others hear the word. So when you see all these different things happening all around us, right here in our midst, in this church or out there in the world, don't be surprised. Expect it to happen. Don't imagine for a moment that you can make it all better or change it so that it doesn't happen, so that everybody is good soil and everybody is the same when they hear the word. Jesus says that's not the way it's going to be. Don't imagine that you can turn that hardened path and till it into good soil. Don't imagine that you can remove the rocks from the field or weed out the garden so well that nobody should ever fall away. Jesus doesn't paint that picture for us. He paints this one, where all we do as a church is preach the word of God, including this word of this parable that tells us of these different kinds of soil, to preach the word and plant it home, as the hymn says, and trust that God the Holy Spirit will create and strengthen faith when and where it pleases Him. But now remember that you here today are also hearers of the word, yourselves part of the soil that receive the seed of God's word. And it's one thing when we're sending out the word, what we should expect in others, but now it's a different application when it comes to you, when you hear the word. This is not some fatalistic sort of parable of Jesus that should lead you to say, well, I must be maybe some of the soil with the thorns around it, so I have no hope. I must be maybe the soil that's the pathway, that's hard. So I have no hope. That's not at all the message of Jesus to you who hear the word. He calls out loudly to all who hear it. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. That's you. You have ears. So you who hear the word, who receive this seed of God's powerful, always effective word, you know that your heart is by nature like the walkway, hard. And that men will try to trample your heart and trample the seed of God's word as it falls there. You know that the devil will come, as Jesus says he always will, with lies and deception to try to snatch the word off and out of the soil. And so, what? Give up? No, Jesus' word is coming to you now. It's being sown. If your heart has been a walkway in the past, receive God's word now in the good soil of a heart that hears and believes. And as you believe, this gospel, where God gives you forgiveness of sins and comfort and strength, where God's promise of Jesus is the same to everyone who hears, so hear. And in hearing, repent and believe this good news that's for you and for all who hear, because the seed is the same and the promise is the same. And cling to this word and watch out for the birds, for the devil who would snatch it away. Learn and study God's word so that you aren't deceived by this false teaching and by that. Here it is, God's word for you, being sown even now. And knowing that the heat of persecution and hardship will attack your faith and is attacking your faith all the time, and that the only way to resist the blazing heat of that sun is to have roots and moisture to sustain the plant, the growing plant. So hold on to God's word and sacraments. There you will find all the water, all the sustenance your faith needs, and all the power it needs to keep on growing and sending down its roots so that you can bear up under the blazing heat. And knowing that thorns and thistles will come, that cares and riches and pleasures in this world will constantly be trying to choke your faith and distract you away from God's word and put you to death, don't sit back and say, well, there's nothing I can do about that. Cares and riches and pleasures, I have nothing to say there. I guess I'll just end up being distracted. Foolish. Here Jesus is warning you of those things, of those distractions, of those problems in your life, of those pleasures in your life, of those promotions in your life that will be trying to convince you you don't have time for church. You don't have time for God's word in your home. You don't have time to think about it, but you will later. If you haven't recognize that lie yet? Recognize it now? How many times have people said to me, I have this problem in my family, or I have this opportunity to pursue, and after that's taken care of, then I'll come back and hear God's word again. Thorns, thistles. But here again, is Jesus' call to you to recognize those things that pull you away from God's word. And here is his strength again to return to it and continue to hear it and watch out in your life for those things that would distract you from Christ and his word. As hearers of God's word, you are right now being tended by the farmer. Right now, he is scattering the seed of his word and calling you to repentance and faith in his son, Jesus, who loved you and gave himself for you and rose from the dead so that he might give you repentance and life. Right now, God is giving you the forgiveness of sins and strength to grow and continue growing in his field. While the soils that receive the word are different, the word is the same to you and to all. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, the Lord God says. It shall not return to me empty, but shall accomplish the purpose for which I sent it and shall succeed. This is God's word being preached to you, and it's for you. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.